Representative James Clyburn, if we fail to pass these two bills, people will not forgive us. By Wendell Hasebo on September 29, 2021. Democrat Majority Whip Representative James Clyburn told reporters Wednesday if the Democrat-controlled government does not pass President Biden's radical agenda, people will not forgive us. With the House scheduled to vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan bill Thursday, Clyburn stressed the importance of whipping the radical left into voting for the bill. If we fail to pass these two bills, people will not forgive us, he said, referencing the $3.5 trillion reconciliation package. But Representative Pramila Jayapal, DWE, and her 94-member Congressional Progressive Caucus have repeatedly encouraged House members to block the bill, which would result in the far left maintaining their leverage over Biden's agenda. I will not be able to support that, and neither will the majority of our members, Jayapal told CNN's Wolf Blitzer on Tuesday evening. Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, who is writing the reconciliation package, issued his support on Tuesday for the radical House Democrats' position in direct opposition to the House leadership. Passing the bipartisan bill will end all leverage that we have to pass a major reconciliation bill. That means there will be no serious effort to address the long-neglected crises facing the working families of our country, the children, the elderly, the sick and the poor, the socialists stated. I strongly urge my House colleagues to vote against the bipartisan infrastructure bill until Congress passes a strong reconciliation bill, Sanders said. As the far-left House members have the Democrat leadership in a bind over the bipartisan bill, Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, has Senator Chuck Schumer, DNY, in a pickle. Sinema is reportedly one of two senators that will not bend to Schumer's demands and vote for the reconciliation package, throwing the legislative process into a tizzy and Biden's agenda dangerously close to failing. Punchbowl News reported Sinema was summoned to the White House three times on Tuesday, once to meet with Biden, and twice more to huddle with senior White House aides. President Biden even canceled a Wednesday trip to Chicago to help work through the reconciliation infrastructure problems. None of these meetings went particularly well or resulted in any deals, a source told Punchbowl. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.